Welcome to Narratives. For Aoife Clifford's narrator, Penn Shepherd, to leave home and go to university was a chance to reinvent herself. But when do you start telling the truth? After the first murder?
You are not obliged to say or do anything unless you wish to do so, but whatever you say or do may be used in evidence. Do you understand? The police say it whenever they arrest someone. 3 years ago, they said it to me. But what is more interesting was the footnote at the bottom of the page. It cites a study that found, despite the warning, almost no one stays silent. People feel compelled to talk, to excuse, to explain or confess. I know that is right because I talked last time. I still don't know if I talked too much or not enough. It doesn't have to be anything special, says Frank. It's a technique to assist our discussions. A simple exercise book will do. Bring it along with you and read out what you have written. I don't even need to look at it. It will just be the starting point for each session. I wonder if this could be a way I can tell my story and be silent as well. Could I write down the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? That phrase isn't in my criminal law book. I expect it's in my evidence textbook, which you don't need until your final year. Telling the whole truth means more than just an absence of lies. It means revealing all the secrets you know. I didn't tell the whole truth when I was 16 and went to court. I haven't told the whole truth about what happened at uni. Perhaps I could tell it this once and then never again. You don't always have to be the murderer to be guilty. As Kesh spoke, she smiled at me, probably for support, because Rachel was already snorting her disbelief. Do you really think that? I asked. Kesh was the type of person who didn't like arguments, but here she stuck to her guns. Of course. She stopped to face me and I opened my mouth to question this, which was why neither of us saw the girl straight away. I imagined she'd been staggering in our direction and heard our voices, but for us, she suddenly materialised in the spotlight from the nearest street lamp. She was a ghostly pale figure, her skin, hair and clothes bleached of colour from the overhead light. But turning towards us, she began to change, from white to red. Blood was running down her cheek, neck and onto her clothes. She put her hands out and I stared at her and her clotted blonde hair glued to the skin. A tight curl of flesh hung limp below the cut on the side of her head, a hole where her ear should be. The girl looked at us, opened up her mouth and screamed so loudly that when she collapsed, the noise still hung in the air around us. This is about three deaths. Actually more if you go back far enough. I say deaths, but perhaps all of them were murders. It's a grey area. Murder, like beauty, is in the eye of the beholder. So let's just call them deaths and say I was involved. This story could be told 100 different ways.
You have been listening to Aoife Clifford reading from her book, All These Perfect Strangers. The Narratives Library is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9.